Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for our time together, and Lord, I pray that you would help our souls to be still here for a few minutes as we open your word, that we might hear it for what it says, and that we might not only hear it, but that we might be doers of it as well. And so help us as we seek to apply your truth to our lives again today, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's probably most of you know that have been here at Rothbury for at least even a short amount of time that the pattern of preaching that we do here is to really go through a book of the Bible, typically verse by verse. We call that expositional preaching, and we do that because it's arguably the best way to give people the whole counsel of God's Word. But I've also found that in between an expositional series, which can often be lengthy, with the exception of Philemon, of course, that doing something topical, which is really taking a step back and really looking at the whole of Scripture as it relates to a particular subject, can be really helpful as we navigate through life and try to understand and apply the Bible and what the Bible says about particular topics that are relevant to our lives. And so with that said, I really want to devote here over the next number of weeks time to address how the Christian should understand what the Bible says about suffering and trials. I was thinking this week, I'm really reminded of this subject on a weekly basis, and if you do this, as I do this, I look at the weekly prayer sheet that is just full of needs. And those needs never seem to go away. And so it's this constant reminder that suffering and trials are a reality that really has an impact and affects all of us in some way. Now, I'm certainly not going to pretend that we are going to understand all there is to know about suffering or the trials that we experience. There are times that my answer to the why question as it relates to suffering is simply, I don't know. And I think there's also times that I'm finding, at least as I age, that perhaps just being silent more often and just providing the presence of my companionship for somebody else, as Job's friends did for the first 7 days, might be the best thing I can do. It's actually when they opened their mouths after 1 week that they actually ended up doing more damage than good. And I'm not saying that we should never open our mouths, but we certainly have some things that we can learn about how to help people when they are suffering. You see, it's not just a matter of theologizing this subject so that we can say, here are the facts, get over it. Or when people ask us what we think about suffering, and then we quote Romans 8:28, for we know that God loves those who are all his, well, let me just read the verse here. I just completely messed it up. And we know that though for those who love God, see, I learned it in a different version. That's why I'm getting so messed up here. As we know that to those that who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. I should have just said it in the translation that I memorized it in. That would have been much, much better. But the point being, That verse is extremely important when it comes to the whole subject of suffering, but I'm not sure how helpful it is in just quoting it to those who are suffering and leaving it at that. In other words, we have to be careful that we don't just try to put subjects like this into nice, tidy little categories. I don't think you can do that with something like suffering because there's so many unanswered questions. And there's so many challenges of reconciling and understanding our suffering as it relates to